Pope Francis spent most of his pontificate trying to reform the Catholic Church. He will probably be remembered most for trying to change clerical attitudes from dogmatic observance of rules to a warm embracing of all who seek God's love. But his most significant achievement may well be the introduction of synodality into how the Church is governed, i.e. setting up mechanisms by which the whole membership of the Church can be consulted. We remember the early consultations within every parish in 2023 and our scepticism that the more radical opinions of the laity would ever reach Rome. But they did, and were debated by the bishops there in the autumn of 2023 and again in 2024. It is a slow working process, but no less revolutionary for that. From his very first speech, Pope Leo XIV has indicated that this process will continue. Therefore, if God gives him a long life, synodality will be well embedded in the Church by the end of his pontificate. Who would have thought that the Roman Catholic Church, that bastion of clerical conservatism, would become the first organization to try to create a universal form of democracy?